Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hey, everyone, it's another Mesereau Monday. Sumit Desai joining us now, and we're talking about what's under the hood in our investment plans. Last week, if you want to go back one episode, we dove deep into equities, stocks, basically. And what comes along with buying stocks is often trying to make a determination of the quality of a stock, which, Sumit, I have no idea where to begin with that, except watching on TV and kind of mimicking what the talking heads do, which in and of itself can be a dangerous game to play. Mm-hmm. So to an average investor, what can we be looking at if we are looking to maybe play and buy individual companies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you know, this concept of quality and what makes a good company versus a bad company is sort of the next level of investing, right? We know that we want to buy stocks, but which stocks do we buy? You know, I guess what I would say first is that if you talk to a professional investor or you talk to the CEO of a company, they're all going to say that they, you know, they either run a quality company or they invest in quality companies. You don't really hear too many people say that they invest in poor quality companies trading at expensive valuations.
I'd love to hear that one. That'd be refreshing.
True honesty. So we think about quality in a couple of different ways. Quantitatively, you know, we look at the numbers to see, you know, is this a good company? And then qualitatively, there's some also, you know, there's some kind of characteristics that we look for. So quantitatively, we look for things like sales growth, high margins, high returns on invested capital. So is a company using its assets efficiently? You know, we want to invest, you know, we think of quality companies as generating a lot of profits, specifically a lot of free cash flow that, you know, their operations are.
What does cash flow mean? This cash on hand that they have able to move, or things that explain cash flow?
Yeah,
like I'm 5 years old.
cash flow or free cash flow specifically is this concept of, you know, you sell a product and you have expenses associated with that. You want to earn some profit after you sell a product or you provide a service. And, you know, because of accounting standards, there's a lot of sort of non-cash sort of noise that can show up in financial statements. What we try to do when we're analyzing a company is remove all of that noise and really focus on how much cash is the company generating. So if you're selling a widget for X and it costs Y to make, X minus Y should result in some kind of free cash flow, some profit.
So it takes out some of the overhead, some of the depreciation, some of the things on accounting that we don't really, the layperson doesn't
understand. For simplicity's sake, it's profit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so free cash flow. You mentioned some of these things that you like, and you can go back to that again, but where does the average person find that?
So, you know, it helps to, you know, again, do a little bit of homework to understand what you're investing in. If you invest in an index fund, for example, that just buys a basket of companies, you're not going to be doing much individual security selection and seeing if one company is a quality company versus another one. There's going to be it's a very diversified basket. However, if you are, you know, looking to say, hey, I want to find the 20 or 30 or 40 best quality companies, a couple of different ways to, you know, kind of find that. One, you can just sort of read the newspaper, you know, watch CNBC. You know, we spend a lot of time reading letters from portfolio managers. And, you know, over time we've kind of gotten to a place where we've understood which quality, you know, which managers also look for quality companies. So we know, you know,
who to trust.
Yeah. Who to trust.
Right.
You know, Warren Buffett talks a lot. I'm going to quote Warren Buffett quite a bit.
Let's see if we can get it every single podcast.
Yeah, you probably could. You know, I think he's onto something. you know, he talks about this concept of economic moats, or if you have a castle, you want to protect your castle with an economic moat or something that'll keep your competitors from stealing your business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to keep your enemies away. And you think qualitatively about certain things like barriers to entry. You know, do you have some kind of government license or a patent protection that will prevent other people from competing against you? Low cost producers. So if you can, you know, manufacture a car or a widget and you have some kind of advantage in doing that at a cheaper cost than anyone else can, it's going to be hard for a competitor to steal your business or, you know, to effectively compete. There's a really interesting concept, something that's been popular in business models lately, especially as software has become more prominent, is high switching costs. So if you're a company that's embedded in your customer's operations and it would be very costly to switch to a different provider, for example, that's a high switching cost, and you're going to have an advantage that'll allow you to continue earning profits for a long time. Assuming that you allow your customers.
So all these things are moats around the castle.
Yeah, so all the different things to think about when you're investing in an individual stock to say, hey, is this company going to continue being as dominant and earn the types of profits today that, will they continue to do that 5 years, 10 years down the road? It's something that we spend a lot of time thinking about.
Okay. So let's say I've read about a couple of stocks in the newspaper or some companies that I like, I'm interested in, but I want to find those numbers like cash flow. Is this all they have to release these every quarter, like a public file that is easily accessible that I have the right to look at?
One of my favorite, yes. So yeah, they do. Companies, publicly traded companies are required to provide quarterly updates to their investors. They usually do that via a press release, conference calls, and their formal filings. They're called 10-Qs or 10-Ks. If you go to the SEC website, you can typically search for those.
Oh, nice.
If you go to the company website, this is one of my favorite things to do, and I tell a lot of young investors, especially people that want to work in the investment industry, is go to your favorite company, look up their investor relations website, and read the annual report.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to give you so much information around how the company works, what the risks are, what the costs are, what the opportunities are. It's just a tremendous amount of information, and you learn so much about businesses, and ultimately you learn about investing that way too. So
do they usually paint a rosier picture than they should with their language, or are they usually pretty? I mean, the numbers don't lie.
Yeah,
sort of.
Yeah, you have to be a skeptic if you want to be a successful investor.
Okay.
So you always want to read things with a grain of salt. But a lot of the information is in there. There's always going to be some bias, sure, but there's the numbers are numbers, and you can't really fudge a lot of the numbers. Hopefully, assuming management is ethical and above board, but over time, as you kind of gain this context, I think that helps in terms of navigating through the noise and really looking for the signal.
Generally speaking, if I'm not someone who has the time or the patience or the knowledge or the care to learn this stuff about individual companies, something like mutual funds, ETFs are maybe more my game, right?
Absolutely. Buying into or investing in a mutual fund or an ETF, which is similar to a mutual fund, is a tremendously effective way of gaining market exposure, without having to do the work. To be honest, picking individual stocks is not easy, right? If it was easy, we'd all be rich and we'd all be doing it. I think it can be beneficial to sort of outsource that to, folks that have resources and dedicate a lot of time and, effort into doing that work.
It's a way to be the market, but not beat the market necessarily. Yeah. But if you are someone, read the news, look it up, look up the free cash flow, read the annual reports, dig into the numbers, and I imagine don't act irrationally, right? Like make an educated guess on these sorts of things, knowing full well that it may turn out wrong.
Yeah, and we probably get to it, but getting the valuation right is also really important. So you can find the best company in the world, but if you're paying too high of a price for that company, your investment could go.
How the heck do I know that?
Yeah, so a couple different things. Again, I think spending a little bit of time, educating yourself, today can add a lot of value over, the longevity of your investing career. So things like the PE ratio, price to book ratio are very, I don't want to say basic, but pretty good starting points for understanding valuation.
What's PE stand for?
Price to earnings. So basically, like I mentioned earlier, most companies, over time are going to be valued based on how much profit they're generating. So price to earnings basically tells you what the company is trading for relative to how much it's making in profit.
Because it could have been hyped up or it could be overbought potentially.
Right. Yeah. So all else equal, if you're comparing two identical companies and one company, for example, is trading at 20 times earnings and its next closest competitor is trading at 15 times earnings, again, all else equal, that second company would be considered cheaper than the more expensive company. So you think about your return on investment on a cheaper investment, you're likely to earn a higher return on a lower priced investment than a higher priced one.
Anything else basic we need to know about valuation?
I think, again, just looking at the amount of profit your company is generating relative to the price of that company, I think is the key. That if it was easy and if it was an exact science, then again, I think we'd all be really wealthy. But at least getting an understanding and mainly not overpaying for enthusiasm in the short term. And then also really just focusing on the fundamentals. Something we saw You know, going back to the tech bubble in 1999 and 2000, and what we also saw in, you know, post COVID and 2021 was a lot of enthusiasm for, you know, startup companies that weren't even generating profits and may never generate profits. And then you saw how that kind of played out in 2022 when some of these companies had lost significant amounts of value because they were just bid up too much because of, you know, investor enthusiasm, and folks were sitting around during the pandemic with nothing to do but trade stocks. And, you know, there was a lot of excess speculation that I think in some parts of the market are still sort of working their way out.
I always tell people that if it takes as long to, let's say, if I find out it's a hot stock price, it's already too late. Because if you're unplugged a little bit and you found out this word, then a lot of people probably jumped on that game. That's an overgeneralization, but you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
right?
You know, it's sort of like once you start hearing about how good stocks are doing and it's starting to show up on magazine covers, and you know, that typically has or historically been a sign that there's a little bit too much enthusiasm and froth in the market.
Right. And but again, if you're buying something for long term, and like there's a whole other angle to this. But all right, good. Thanks for giving us a little bit about valuation. Because I think that is important. That's a good place to start. Mesiro.com is a good place to go next. 1-877-MESIRO, M-E-S-I-R-O-W. Submit. We'll do another one next week, okay?
Sounds great.